This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Lauren Finkelstein, founder and director of Save One Person, with a mission to save or dramatically improve a person's life who's in need of a medical miracle through the power of the media. Save One Person's news breaks appear weekly on TV, radio, internet, and many national publications. The news breaks ask the public to save that life featured, whether being a living organ donor or getting tested as a bone marrow donor or helping to diagnose a disease. Lauren, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. So Lauren, for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview of Save One Person to kick things off today.
So Save One Person is about using the media to save lives. When we watch TV so often, like even look recently at what's going on with Tony Robbins, all this slander, and you know, it's used to cut people down sometimes. It's used to show death, despair. And why not use media to transform lives, to make them better, to improve lives? And that's in addition to saving lives and wanting to use it to create miracles for people in need. We also want to broadcast a message to use media for a higher purpose. And Save One Person, we highlight one different person each week, generally who needs a living organ donor, sometimes a bone marrow match, as you said, sometimes someone, a disease that may baffle doctors. We put it out there. We've had a disease diagnosed from feedback before. But our goal is to get as many media outlets as possible to carry our Save One alerts. And our hope and our goal also is to have them emulate what we do, to do a weekly spot for someone who needs a life saved in their own audience to save a life.
I think this is absolutely brilliant on your part. Well done. Now, tell us, if you would, what inspired you to launch Save One Person?
So I was a television promotion producer for maybe 10 years or so, and I loved working in TV. It was so much fun. And some jobs, I would look at the stuff I was promoting and think, isn't this so stupid what I'm promoting? You know, I'm dating myself, but, you know, I would promote to nauseam O.J. Simpson, Johnny Cochran, if the glove don't fit, you can't convict. You know, Cindy Crawford's bathing suit, what she's wearing. And I used to think, isn't this stupid? I used to think, wouldn't it be great if you could use it to save somebody's life? But it was more or less a passing thought. Then in 2001, I was close to a suicide bomb in Israel, which killed, you know, now it escapes me. I want to say it killed approximately 18 people. I was very close by. I heard the bomb. We were all running because, you know, when there's one suicide bomb, there's fear that there's other suicide bombs set close. And something happened to me in that moment, which is my brain kind of like everything went in slow motion. And it was like almost like a time warp. But I thought several things at that time. I thought, I'm not married. I thought, I don't have any children. And I thought, I've never done anything really meaningful with my life. Like if I died in that moment, I felt, what did I do with my life? And thank God, you know, nothing happened to me. I mean, it was very tragic. It scared me. But, you know, my brain changed in that moment. And I started living my life at that point as if anything I wanted to do, I had to do. And when I got back to New York, I spoke to my mentor, Rabbi Simon Jacobson. I asked him what I should really do with my life, what his opinion was, because I didn't really want to work in the television network field anymore. My father had died the year before, and I realized that, you know, TV, working at network TV for me, I couldn't have a life outside of television network. So I didn't want to pursue that path anymore. And I asked my mentor what it is he thought I should be doing. And he said something so simple and brilliant, which was, use your TV skills to help other people. And I said, you know, I used to have this idea when I worked in television, you know, to highlight one person who needs life-saving help. And he said, put it down on paper, you know, and I'll work on it with you. And I submitted kind of like a proposal to him. And through his pre-existing nonprofit, we started Save One Person. And I've been doing it ever since. It's been a labor of love. By no means is it anywhere I don't want to say the growth. It's not at the level I wish it were, which is in every media outlet across the world. But, you know, we've saved lives along the way. And, you know, in particular, there was this one girl who we saved in Israel. She was 11 at the time. Today she's 17 or 18. And if that was the only life we ever saved, it was well worth it just for that one life. But we have saved numerous lives, and it's a labor of love, and I continue to work at it. We've, you know, hired this year a couple freelance people, you know, part-time, someone to do social media and someone to do PR and someone who sends out our Save One alerts now. And we're something I'm really excited about is our tech guy is working in Bangladesh, is working on a app, and we're almost done. And it's to match people, almost like Tinder. Do you know what Tinder is, this dating site?
I have heard of it, yes.
Kind of like the dating site. It's we're also working on an app to match people who need living organ donors to people who want to be a living organ donor. So I'm really excited about that, because I think once that's out and running, I think that has the potential to save countless lives. Granted, we have to promote it and market it and all that stuff, but so we're moving along, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Quite a history there, and I could see where the inspiration came about, no question there. Now, why is it important to be an organ donor? Talk to us about that.
So, you know, with when someone dies, they have the option to be an organ donor. So that's amazing for people who choose to check off that box or pursue that avenue. But what I found in this work is that there's a lot of people who would be a living organ donor. And that's kind of like an untapped market, from my experience. A lot of people would be a living organ donor if they only knew of a specific person who needed help. A lot of people don't even know you can give a living, be a living organ donor. A lot of people out there don't even know that you can donate a kidney and live a long, healthy life. A lot of people don't know that, you know, when you donate a portion of your liver, I'm told it grows back, and I've researched it. You can look it up online. It says it grows back. A lot of people aren't aware of this. So I think if you make a story personal and you bring it to the masses, I think there's countless people out there who would save lives if they only knew that living organ donation was a possibility to save a life. You know, and in particular, when people see a story that touches them, I'm the more inclined to be a donor. Look, being a living organ donor isn't for everyone. It is not for everyone. But for one person or some people out there, it could be their mission in life to save that life. And if they just don't know about it, that person, or that they can be a living organ donor, that would be a shame. So part of our goal or mission too is education and awareness about living organ donation, that it's possible to be a living organ donor and save a life. So we don't really you know, tackle organ donation per se. That's kind of covered, and that's not where we've put our focus. But where we do try to bring attention is that people can be a living organ donor, save a life. And if everyone in the world knew this, I can't even imagine how many lives would be saved.
You certainly make some great points there today. We're joined by Lauren Finkelstein, founder and director of Save One Person with a Mission to Save or Dramatically Improve a Person's Life Who's in Need of a Medical Miracle Through the Power of the Media, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lauren, what are some recent or current campaigns involving Save One Person?
So there is a man by the name of Jack Guida. He lives in New York. He has a disease called Alport syndrome, and it's destroyed his kidneys and amongst other things in his body. And he's looking for a living kidney donor. So we've been trying to help him find a match. Also, another thing about this is, I think one of the things when someone gets a disease is, you know, they feel all alone in the world. They feel that no one's there to help them. And he was adopted, and both of his adoptive parents have died. So I know part of his struggle is just feeling like he's all alone out there in the universe. He's all alone with no one to help him. And can you imagine if someone steps forward to give him a kidney, the amazing love and support you would bring to somebody like that? It would be a miracle. But I know, you know, I say it would be a miracle, but I know it's really not a miracle, because I know somebody out there would love to help Jack get a kidney. It's just finding that person and bringing it to his or her attention. Jack Guida, by the way, is on our website at saveoneperson.org. His story is featured there. And if you're so moved to save a life, especially a life of somebody who doesn't have anyone in his corner backing him, please go to our website, saveoneperson.org, and check out his story and where you can contact him directly.
One of the reasons it's great to have you on is to bring focus on things that sometimes we don't think about or very seldom think about, and especially being an organ donor and financially helping those in need as well. Finally, what are your long-term goals for Save One Person?
So our long-term goals, we have several objectives. A is to, as I mentioned before, is to get our Save One alerts that we send out weekly into every media station across the globe. It may sound very lofty, however, I believe it's just as real as having a newspaper in every, you know, nook and cranny around the world. Second, our long-term goals is to raise awareness about living organ donation. And our third goal is to, with this app that we're building, is to have another avenue for people to save a life through this app, where people can, you know, register themselves as a living kidney donor, or if you need a kidney, register your or liver or an organ, register yourself on our app. So we just want to create various ways to save lives in this ever-changing world of social media and tech and internet and the World Wide Web. We just wanna transform the way we see news and TV to one where we empower people to know that you can save a life through the media. And our really long-term goal is to bring this awareness across the world to as many places as possible.
Lauren, for those that are interested in learning more and participating, where can they get further details on Save One Person?
Our website is saveoneperson.org. It could be saveoneperson.net, saveoneperson.com, saveoneperson.org. Could be spelled out SaveOnePerson, or with the number one, Save One Person. So please come find us. find out more, see if you'd like to get involved. Jack Guida's story and a couple of other stories of people who need help are on our website. And help us raise awareness to save lives.
Again, Lauren, we can't thank you enough for introducing Save One Person to the audience. We thank you so much for what you're doing in the space. And again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly has been our honor today. We're speaking with, once again, Lauren Finkelstein, founder and director of Save One Person with a mission to save or dramatically improve a person's life who's in need of a medical miracle through the power of the media. And to learn more, simply visit SaveOnePerson.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.